Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
3-1 the count. Here's the pitch to Adolis. A swing and a high drive deep center field. Going back is J-Rod. He's at the wall, and he makes the catch at the top of the wall. Or did he? No, he did not catch it. That's a home run. Everyone in the ballpark thought he'd caught the ball. That's a home run for Adolis Garcia, and he has tied the game at one.
Hey, the Rangers remembered how to score. Nate Dell with the call. Final hour, fist pump time on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube here on Sean, RJ, and Bobby, DFW Sports Station, 105.3 The Fan.
Doesn't that kind of speak to where things have been with the offense, that they put up five runs? We're like, they remembered to score again. It's like, five runs was supposed to be like our floor, man.
The average.
Yeah, that was supposed to be the floor, and here we are. We're excited about five runs. That's just an upsetting state of the offense.
That home run snapped a 25-inning home scoreless streak. 25 innings with the home scoreless streak. Evan Carter, who was dropped from third to fifth in the batting order, hit a triple and a home run. First time the Rangers went back-to-back all year long as well, and the first three-hit game in the career of Wyatt Langford, who RJ Choppy was ready to send down yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, I looked around the sport, and Jordan Walker is a player for the Cardinals, and he was demoted to the minors. Now, he was a consensus top five prospect last year. So they bring him up, and he was... You know, quite simply, I mean, he was not doing well.
He played for them last year as well?
No. He was a consensus top five. I mean, yeah, he did get called up at last year at one point, but he was like a consensus top five prospect during the season at one point last year. But he's only 21, hitting 155, no homers, four RBIs, an OPS, just a slight under 500. So, again, second season with the Cardinals. He was in a 3-for-27 slump over his last 11 games. And he's struggling. He is, quite frankly, struggling. So they sent him down. And it got me thinking, like, all right, you know, so he's doing, obviously, I'll say considerably worse, but considerably worse than Wyatt Langford. Wyatt Langford's not batting 155.
No.
You know, he's batting, I mean, he may not be batting his own weight, but he's batting close to it. Not necessarily as bad as what Jordan Walker was doing.
Or Jackson Holliday.
He started, what, 0-for-17 or something?
He had
like
the worst start in 30 years for a prospect. He started 1-for-30. The last prospect who started 1-for-30, he tied with Gary DeSarcina.
Oh, it's a good name. So, you know, I think there's a problem, one of the things with Wyatt, and I don't know that they're going to fix it, but I don't know that sending him down is the right thing to do either. I understand the whole idea of, like, hey, let him go succeed. I mean, we kind of did rush him through the system.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be fair.
Was 1-for-12 before yesterday.
I mean, do you need more than 40 games or whatever it was in the minors? I don't know.
So there is that. And it's not like he was a high school kid You know, he was a college player, and you know, college players, they say, can be a little bit more ready for the pros because they're in their early 20s as opposed to 18 years old. And I wonder, like, and I went and looked, and I didn't see any correlation. Because I was like, you know, I wonder on days that he plays the field, does he hit any better? Because he DHs a lot.
Yeah.
And that's tough for a young kid.
Like, it's tough. How could it not be tough for anyone unless you're ancient, old Edgar right. Martinez? Like
David
you're
Ortiz.
Not, you're not in the flow of anything.
Right, you're not in the flow. And when you are struggling, because people pointed to his war. He had a negative war.
Yep.
Okay, well, that's because he's not getting any boost from defense.
Yep. And also, like, falling down between second and third and getting thrown out on the base. But just kidding. Right. I don't actually think that impacts war getting thrown out.
I honestly, I have no idea. I'm sure there's a base running war. I'm sure it's factored in somewhere because it is a part of the game. But you're
right. Bland. Thrown out on the base is like a nincompoop. That's a popular Twitter stat.
So, and I wonder, like, you know, is it time, like, to give him a shot just to play every day in the outfield? Let him, maybe a DH Adolis, who's, you know, I don't know. Like, he's more of a veteran because they don't really have a veteran presence in the outfield to begin with. But more of a veteran than Wyatt Langford?
Sure. I mean, yeah, if that helps him get more engaged in games or feel like he's...
Tavares is hitting 200.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, you can do that. You could do that.
There's my answer.
But I think, I think that... Now, with Tavares out there... And I know Adolis is a good defensive player. Let's not sugarcoat it. You know, would he be the, you know, would you think that he'd be not as good as Wyatt Langford in the outfield? I don't know. I mean, I don't know how they would.
I mean, Wyatt Langford was isn't he supposed to project as like a plus defender too? I don't know if he's supposed to project as Gold Glove, but I thought that was like something that we had talked about with Sandler. Was
well,
that
you know he can cover ground?
Yeah. Like, I mean, he's got the athleticism to cover it, and I mean, obviously, like, we haven't seen it on display yet, but I think, like, Sandler had talked about that people projected him to be, like, a pretty strong major league outfielder.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, Adolis is the Gold Glover, but, I mean, how much of that was the arm versus cover? I never thought of him as a great cover, you know, outfielder.
Me neither.
He had a cannon.
There's some shaky plays.
Now you may give up
but
the arm strength.
Don't ever run on him.
No, don't ever run on him. And he may give up some arm strength, but you know, I look, if there's a God forbid, forgive me for saying this, but if there's a Nelson Cruz situation, you know, it's probably going to happen to Adolis as opposed to Wyatt Langford. All that said, we've seen Leody try to track a ball this year. That ain't no picnic either.
Yeah, I was looking at the average because I was looking at Wyatt's average, and I'm like, why are we having this discussion? He's hitting 261. That can win you a batting title today.
but how much of that is for the three hits?
Exactly. He went from 235 to 261.
Yeah, and so, he got a walk. He got a walk, too.
So if he has, like,
let's say he goes 3-4 today. Yeah.
Two more hits in his next two games, like, then we're having a whole different conversation.
Yeah, we are.
It looks totally different.
Absolutely. And you know,
30-point jump.
You were going to have a struggle. He was going to struggle. What happened, and this happens every year, we do this every year, there's always somebody in spring training that pops for every team, and people always like lose their minds over it, and then Bassick's got to come in here and remind everybody, hey, they're just kind of just trying to throw strikes. They're not pitching to a weakness. They're not pitching to scouting reports.
Is always talk about Rugi?
Rugi.
Was it Rugi always?
Rugi hit 400 in spring training.
Yeah.
You know, like, but look at how they're pitching Wyatt. They're trying to, they're still trying to figure him out. He got intentionally walked in the opener.
Yeah.
He got intentionally walked in the opener.
Yes.
Why? What, was it fear? Yeah, sure. But how much of that was, hey, we don't really know where to pitch him yet, so let's not even mess around with it.
Yeah, and I mean, look, I think, we all talked about, and like I know Choppy's was a joke largely, where he was like, his OPS had better be 961 is the over, whatever Mike Trout's rookie OPS was. But like, I mean, we got to remember, like, I remember Hank Blaylock came up here to the majors and struggled for like a good month and a half as a really top ranked prospect and then turned it around. Mark Teixeira came up, did the same thing. Teixeira was bad in April when he first came up. And then he turned it around.
Trout was bad. His first 40 games were bleh.
That's the thing, is that when people hear about Trout as a rookie, you got to remember like 30 games that you come up or whatever in your first season, that doesn't count as your rookie year. So if you look at his first year numbers in 2011.
He was a September call-up.
He was like in the 20 games he played or whatever, he hit 190 or something like that. I mean, he was not very good his first 20, 30 games up. So to me, like, a little bit of patience. I'm encouraged by he's made solid contact on several different times. It's felt like at times he's been a bad luck out. And then there have been other instances where we talked about the Angel Hernandez thing. It seems like he has a good grasp on the strike zone. It seems like he's patient. It seems like he has a good eye to play. To me, all those things are going to eventually come around and click into place. If the field helps that come into, you know, form quicker with the offensive needs you have right now, sure, I'm all for it.
I think it will. I think it'll give him a feeling of inclusion, like a feeling that he is actually contributing.
Yeah.
And like when you struggle as a DH, you can't help the team. There's no way to help the team. And you feel like a complete failure.
It's all you do is sit. You have to just sit and think about the next thing. That's it.
Right. Instead of getting out in the field, getting your mind off it, getting, you know, hey, you got a job to do now. Right. But yeah, Bobby mentioned Trout. His first year is 19 years old. He was 19 years old. He played 40 games in 2011. He hit 220, a 281 on base, 390 slugging. That's a 672 OPS.
Ugh.
The next year, he hit 326, 399 on base, 564 slugging. It's a 963 OPS and a 168 OPS plus, and he was robbed of the MVP in his rookie year.
It's interesting. I mean, if you would have – it's still surprising, obviously, that he's had as much of a curve, I guess, with the power specifically. Like, I would have thought it was more likely that he'd be hitting 180 and he'd have three home runs than where he's at right now. Because, I mean, if we would have said at the beginning of the season, if I would have said, okay, on whatever day this is, April 25th.
Yeah.
Sean, on April 25th, one of Evan Carter and Wyatt Langford are going to have four home runs and the other's going to have nothing.
Easily Wyatt.
We would have all thought it was Wyatt Langford. Yep. And
I wonder how much he's pressing over that, too.
Yeah. I mean, look, expectations, that's a real thing.
Because he was like Babe Ruth in Surprise.
Yep.
I mean, look, we saw it. Like, every level that he's done, he's never really been met with a lot of trouble. Like he's succeeded at every level he's gone to. So that's the other thing, is that you're talking about a 22-year-old kid who's having to work through the psychology of the first bit of, like, hey, this is really tough for me to hit these guys.
Heaney versus Castillo in the finale today. 1 p.m. pregame, 1:30 first pitch. Rangers baseball, then NFL draft coverage right here on 105.3. The Fan. Path to the Draft is brought to you by Pluckers and Zeroes. And your Dallas Stars are down 2-0 heading back to Vegas.
Yeah, could not ask for a worse position to be in. It ain't breaking news. They have been over, not honestly overmatched. Vegas just has not made the mistakes that the Stars have. And Vegas has taken advantage of the Stars' mistakes. Whereas the Stars didn't yesterday. They did twice in game one. But yesterday, you know, they didn't take advantage of opportunities they had. This is an opportunity lost first two games for the Stars. They had opportunities, they had chances, and they didn't capitalize. Vegas did. And they have the same handful of guys that are always around the puck.
If you totaled up the periods of who won each period, it feels like it would be pretty even, right? Like, this has not been like the Stars getting blown away. Like, they had a Maverick-type game two adjustment with physicality, felt like more energy right off the jump with Marchment destroying one of them. But, like, periods-wise, if you broke it up, it would not be a big disparity.
I think the Stars, they had a really good start. They had a really good start last night, right? That first 5 minutes, you want to just, if you're the road team, just survive it. And Vegas survived it. And then the Stars went, like, 10 minutes without a shot on goal. I thought the Stars really played well in the second period yesterday. Let me rephrase that. They had opportunities in the first part of the second period. They didn't take advantage of. They had some really good opportunities. And then all of a sudden, it's like, you know what? You're messing around. You're not taking advantage of these opportunities. And watch what happens. Vegas scores before the period's over. And now it's like, okay, now you're chasing. You're spending the whole third period chasing. And that's one thing you don't want to do against this team, is have to chase goals, because they will lock you down.
Wolchuk was in studio, so we had to move it. The final Below the Belt before the NFL draft.
The five things we need to watch ahead of the Cowboys pick at 24. That's next in Below the Belt.
Right here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The great Bobby Belt.
You ruined the morning show.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Will the Philadelphia Eagles ruin things for your Dallas Cowboys in the draft over the weekend? More on that in just a second. Jane Slater has shared some of her whispers, some of her notes that she's hearing ahead of the draft, ahead of round one tonight. We'll have all of our hosts out at the Pluckers locations across DFW, all eight of them, except myself, Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus. We will be live from the Star in Frisco providing draft coverage there. Sean, you'll be at the Dallas location?
Dallas location.
With or without Mike Bassick? We're not entirely sure. RJ Choppy, you will be where?
I think that call from Mike earlier during the expressway, that was a call of support.
It was.
I felt some support there.
I'll be at the Alliance 35W and Heritage Trace.
So you can go find the guys there. I think we've also, I'll post the link or the screenshot of where everybody's going to be. We'll post that on the Sean and RJ Facebook page here shortly. Okay, there are a couple different angles that I think are important to.
You have any food suggestions, by the way? Mine's on Greenville Avenue, a Pluckers go-to order.
I love.
Although I shouldn't even ask you, you're a boneless guy. But I feel like tonight.
They're boneless, though, are giant. Like basically chicken breasts.
Really?
Oh, it's fantastic.
I feel like tonight may have to be a boneless night in terms of just interacting and writing and doing work.
Boneless, naked.
Dude, right. What are you?
Let me ask someone that's a man.
What are you doing
someone
here?
That doesn't put a bow tie on his dog.
You got it. I don't put
boneless
the
bow naked.
No,
what do you get? Mile two? What do you get?
I get there's a Cajun rub. There's the chili lime, whatever. There's obviously the buffalo. They have a lot of good ones, but today, because of soda, I'll be on the Cajun rub. I have to do the Cajun, or okay. I can do like one other one, but the Cajun is good.
I think both of Pluckers' barbecue sauces are really good. So the spicy barbecue and the honey barbecue are both really, really good. And like to me, they're just Pluckers is so perfect in terms of the amount of crisp that's on the wing. Mm. Like you know, sometimes like you go. There's too much breading and like you almost taste like baking powder on them.
Yeah.
Or like sometimes it's overdone and it's too much crisp and it's almost just dried everything out. Pluckers like nails the right amount of crisp to juiciness. And don't grab that, Peyton, please. all right. A couple different angles to look at ahead of the draft tonight when the Cowboys are scheduled to pick at 24. Maybe they could pick at 32. Maybe they could pick completely out of the first round. Maybe they could go up. Maybe that's a possibility that they go up. The first question that you're going to want to watch tonight in terms of how do things fall into place, the number one thing you're going to want to know relevant to the Cowboys is where does Graham Barton go? Just remember the name Graham Barton. Watch teams that are threats to take centers, interior offensive linemen. Those are going to be crucial like pressure points for the Cowboys of does Graham Barton make it down to us? Because I think for the Cowboys, they feel like the best offensive line they can cobble together while using the least amount of resources within the draft this year would be to pick a high-quality center. Because I think if they feel like they pick a tackle or a guard, they're still going to have to go pick a center later on. Whereas if they can just address center right now, they feel like we can get by with TJ Bass at left guard. We can make Tyler Smith play left tackle. We can use up the fewest amount of resources while still putting together what we feel is an NFL capable, like top third of the league offensive line with that group. And so Barton is going to be really key to how they evaluate this night, I think. So that's a big name to watch. And because of that, when does the run on offensive linemen start? Because that's going to happen in this
draft. When do you feel disciplined? Like, how many offensive linemen could go in round one?
Realistically,
six, seven?
No, 1, 2, 3, eight. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. I mean, 8 to 10.
How many? At what number are we like, okay, this is not an all-pro type projection, and we're just getting a good player? When does that fall off happen?
So it's interesting. This is...
I'm going to be ticked off. Now you got this in my head, RJ. I'll be ticked off. We're sitting here with like the seventh lineman if they're not like a potential all-pro.
So on mine, I have 18 first-round grades this year. Five of them, and it's by far the heaviest position where I have first-round grades, five of them are offensive tackles. And then I have a guard as a first-round grade. And then I've got Barton and Jackson Powers-Johnson at the centers as borderline. Like, they're right there almost as first-round grades.
So how many of these offensive linemen, I don't care what position they play, mm-hmm. could be special?
It's a good question. Obviously, like, when we start talking about ceilings versus floors, like, there's some guys that maybe have graded in the second round that could potentially be more special than a guy who's graded in the first because of
the floor
of what
lower.
They are. Yeah. So to me, I think special... You're talking about Olu Fashanu from Penn State. I think Talese Fuaga, Kingsley Suamataia, Amarius Mims, Tyler Guyton, Troy Fatanu, Graham Bart. Like, I mean, you're talking about seven or eight guys that have, like, special potential, in my opinion. Joe Alt is, the top tackle in this class. To me, he's not he's really steady and strong, but he does not strike me as a guy that it's like, well, that's a 10-time Pro Bowl over there. It's just... You're getting steady. You're getting a Pro Bowl level player, but you're not getting Tyron. Like, you could get Tyron with Amarius Mims, but you may get Chaz Green with Amarius Mims. You just don't know. And so that kind of a question. The boom or bust potential is going to be really big with some of these offensive linemen. So I think when you start looking at when the run could happen, it's like right around pick 9 potentially with the Bears, because Tennessee is thought to want Joe Alt. He's top guy. Nobody's getting near him. The tackle from Notre Dame. So when does the run of guys after that start? You got Chicago who could take an offensive lineman. You know, the Chargers could take one. Raiders, Saints, you know, even Indianapolis. Like, teams like that could start looking at teams. You're talking about going 4 or 5 picks in a row that are threats to take offensive linemen. And then when that happens, you're talking about really stressing the Cowboys out about what is going to get down to us completely. And that's where I think one of the big questions you got to watch here is, how many of the quarterbacks go before Dallas picks at 24? More specifically, how many of the quarterbacks go in, like, the top 12?
Vegas sent me total quarterbacks selected in round one. They put the over-under at 5.5.
Oh, is that 5? It was at 4.5.
There's a growing sense that, like, the biggest question to go in the first round is just Knicks.
Yeah.
That everybody feels like Penix has pretty much – teams are in on Penix. Probably because he draws on his mirror with soap or whatever they say there. But if you get 6 quarterbacks, if you get Knicks as the last quarterback taken around pick 13 to the Raiders, okay, you're also talking about 3 receivers in there, Rome Odunze, Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison. You're really pushing a lot of offensive linemen down the board, quality offensive linemen that the Cowboys probably didn't think were going to be there, and that's where you might see trade up. You could see trade up in that instance if the right guy starts sliding down a little bit. In fact, Jane Slater, that was her note. One of her notes that she had up here, she said, if the two offensive linemen, said if run goes on quarterbacks, Penix moves into the top 10, tackle slides, they could go up and get a tackle using 2025 draft capital. So this would not be throwing your second in there and only having a first, a third, and then a fifth. This would be you're potentially saying, here's next year's one. And are you comfortable? That's all that would be all in. That's an all-in move.
Yes,
I'm sacrificing a future first.
What would cause a bigger shock? Just the shock reaction. When we were sitting next to each other and Manziel was coming within that pick and they took Johnny. Now we were inside AT&T, so that would have been louder. But the reaction inside the Pluckers if they take a quarterback at 24.
Oh, it would be. I mean, it would be like
that would send shockwaves.
It would send shockwaves. I don't think it would be.
That'd be more shocking. The Manziel may be like more cheer, but this would be more shocking.
But. But it wouldn't be, I don't think it would be like angry shocking.
Well, you're not around Bob, if you're not around Bobby.
Right, but even still, it's a future move. It's a okay. Hey, yeah. maybe there's
that'd be a shock. I just want to make sure we cover the potential shock if they do something crazy.
That would be the biggest shock that they could potentially drop. And other than like trading up to go like, oh, let's go get Drake May at 3. Yeah. Like other than doing something like that.
I am.
Then Jerry stands up at the presser with two middle fingers and one says all and one says in written. He has all in on his hands instead of showing us the board.
Tattooed under his eyes like Post Malone has always tired or whatever. All in, baby.
I'd be very disappointed if they traded up and took an offensive lineman. Very disappointed.
And look, I mean, I think if you're talking about, okay, who could slide that they would do that for? Okay, does J.C. Latham from Alabama, do they really like him? Fuaga, who we talked about from Oregon State. They really like Troy Fatano, I think, from Washington, who can play guard or tackle and was probably their best offensive lineman last year on a team that has a really good group of offensive linemen.
Really impressive Tolo knowledge, by the way. All those phone calls that came in the 8 o'clock hour with Wilczek in here, people have done their homework. People do their homework.
Yeah, I'm not just saying this because he's probably listening right now. Like, Broadus has done a really good job of helping to, I think, make our audience passionate about it, too, and make them want to go put in that work. Like people seem to enjoy it. Next one here. Will they find a team willing to trade with them? Because I think they want to trade back. I think their anticipation, they could go up if things fall some way, but I think they would like to trade back and find a scenario where they could pick up extra capital. Will they want to do that if Graham Barton ends up there? Are they? Micah Parsons was there at 10 a couple years ago, and that was their best player left. And they said, "We'll move down to 12, pick up some extra capital because we're comfortable that he's not going to get taken in these next two, so we can move back and pick that up." Would they be willing to take that risk with Graham Barton? And then the last one for me is finding out what is the dream scenario for them, what is the disaster scenario. If you're trying to watch this play out in front of them, the dream scenario I think is Barton, Tyler Guyton from Oklahoma, maybe Troy Fatano gets pushed down a little bit too. Like, you get a collection of guys that you're really high on and you can comfortably trade back and say, one of them will be there for us, somebody will make the decision for us, and we'll pick up extra picks, and we end up with a guy we didn't even know if he'd get there at 24. That's dream scenario. Disaster scenario is 7 offensive linemen go ahead of you, 3 receivers. Nobody likes Brian Thomas or any of the other receivers after the top 3. Penix and Nix don't move the needle for teams. It's only the 4 that go ahead of you. And then you're talking about looking at no first-round grades left on your board. You're looking at potentially the best player on the board being maybe it's a defensive tackle, a three-technique defensive tackle, which I know people want defensive tackle, but we're not talking about a 1-technique, a nose guard. We're talking about the Oso Odighizuwa spot. Like, is that's clearly your best, and you can't bail out of the pick, or even if that's gone, and you go, we just got to take Jonathan Brooks here at 24 because we have no trade, nobody left to take here. That would be, I think, the nightmare scenario for them where they don't even get the capital.
I do think that I don't buy the we couldn't move the pick.
Well, Steven said the other day at the press conference.
Takes two, man. Takes two.
Not just takes two. In order, the initiation call almost always has to come from behind you. That you have to call to say, I want to come up. You're not usually fishing behind you and going, you want to come up for our pit? It's not a good negotiating position.
No, it's not. But when let's just say they get to 23. Okay, so the pick before them. And they see all the guys they want are gone. Then you start the process, you start calling everybody, and then you lower your price. You don't have to get fair value. You're still getting value. If Kansas City, who probably wants to move up, hasn't moved up yet, and the Kansas City knows they're screwed, and the value of the move up from 32 to 24 is a second rounder, and Kansas City's like, we ain't going to give you our take your fourth. Then fine, you know what? Do it, because you're going to overreach for a player. Move back. You need a fourth round pick anyway because you don't have one. There's no shame in reducing your price. You don't have to stick to the fair market value.
Really quickly, Jane Slater says the biggest concern that she's hearing outside of day one is there's a concern that the Eagles, who are picking at 53, even after signing Saquon Barkley, that at 53, 3 picks before you, they might snatch up Jonathan Brooks from you from Texas before the running back can get to you at 56.
Below the belt. More of that tonight with Brian Broaddus, Zach Wilczek, and the rest. from DallasCowboys.com starting at 6 o'clock and throughout the weekend. We crosstalk with a KMC masterpiece next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Let's crosstalk with the K&C masterpiece, because there is no M, apparently, as the fellas are not in studio. Corey Majors, where are you?
We are at Pluckers off of Loop 820 today in Fort Worth. We're excited to be out here because we love Fort Worth, and we love Pluckers, man. It's going to be a fantastic evening also, as I will be in the Addison Pluckers.
I'll be at Allen.
And Sean, you and Mike, allegedly, will be at the Dallas location. And I'm really excited for you.
Good luck with that.
I got faith. I got faith he'll be there till 15. Although
it would be nice.
Till 15? I could see that.
Till pick 15, okay.
I could see that.
Mike, how long, what pick do you think you're going to stay there till with me tonight, Mike?
I don't know if you didn't understand earlier, Sean. Mike is not here. He was here, and he left because he's hungry. So he is.
Where
not
are you
here.
Again?
At Pluckers, but the kitchen is not open yet.
Yeah, it won't open till 11.
And so he went to. He left.
Yeah, he went to go get me. He's getting me food too. So I was hungry as well.
Is he buying it for you at least?
I mean, I'm sure I can Venmo him.
No. Did you give him money?
No.
All right, good.
No, I just said, hey, grab me something while you're out, and he called me and said, I'm going to this place. What do you want? And I said, it's Whataburger. We love Whataburger.
God bless you guys.
He should be here
Thank
quickly, you.
You
know?
God bless you.
I appreciate
you
saying
like,
that.
Like, seriously. That must be what made the company finally give in and be like, you deal with Mike. you guys, that was Purdy's breaking point. He messed up Corey's last name and you deal with Mike. So you guys, you deserve it. And you do.
All of the money.
And you do. Because this would be Mike right now. If I'm like, why are you late to crosstalk? Well, my kid's getting his license, and I'm going to be at another Pluckers tonight. So, like, why? How much time do you want me to spend at Pluckers? And, you know, like, I'm already going to be working extra tonight, so I can miss some of the crosstalk.
I figured y'all were talking about the Cowboys. I have nothing to say about them, so I just thought I'd eat.
That's right.
Guys, that is my teammate. He is on my show, and I love that man. All right.
No, he's not on your show. Not right now.
I can't believe y'all are taking shots at him when he's not
around.
Yeah.
He better be buying you the breakfast. Do not Venmo. You better not Venmo him any money, Corey. I'll be mad at you.
Okay. All right. That sounds like a deal. I'll hold out.
What's coming up?
Guys, well, I did find out. I saw they have on tap here. My favorite beer is Velvet Hammer from Petacola's. So I might be hammered during the show, and I might be hammered a lot tonight whenever we do our Pluckers for me and Addison.
Didn't the Velvet Hammer used to work here?
No, that was the Velvet Fog.
Different guy. Mm. We do have our friend Sean Merriman hopping on with us. He's got some interesting draft takes that we got to dive into with him. Also, Greg Bibb from the Dallas Wings will join us at 10:20 today. To talk about the relocation of their basketball team.
Hey, and hopefully they'll have a team that has an arena in Dallas that tries harder.
Are the Wings moving to Vegas too?
No, they're moving to, like, Dallas proper.
I'll pay each of you $100 if you can get this guy to ban Bobby from the Wings games. If
Deal.
You,
I'll pay.
He has to say he is banned, and I need to see proof because of Bobby's Caitlin Clark hatred and takes.
Do you have any audio that I could use, like, specifically to play for him and be like, hey, this is him just
Just ask Bassick to repeat it. There's your audio. So Mike, Bobby, and Bassick can be banned from any Wings games.
Yeah, done. We'll take care of that real fast.
That's not accurate. I'm a big Caitlin Clark fan. I love what she's paved the way, and that awesome shoe deal she got. And
what type of shoes do you think?
I don't know, pumps probably.
It's Nike, not Reebok. Jeez. But I see. I think he's talking about the high heel sequins.
I know.
That was good though. Pumps is a perfect answer. You could get out of that.
You get away with that.
It was Corey who stepped on it on the heel.
Yeah, because we know the truth.
Corey, are you? You need to be banned too? Is that? Am I picking?
No, I was saying we know the truth about what he feels. By the way, did Al Bundy like have the most opportunities out of all men in the world? Like he had some great.
What do you mean? Opportunities for what?
To cheat? Yeah.
To cheat on his wife. Like super attractive women were always throwing themselves at the shoe sales.
Vanna White.
Yeah, dude, it's wild. Yeah.
I mean, look. I mean, who else scores 4 touchdowns in one game?
Not many.
We had him on the show yesterday.
Yeah, Eric Dickerson did.
He was good.
Jordan Love.
Yeah, well, that was 6
too soon. Too soon. All right, I have some fun draft odds because I know you guys are probably going to start with the stars.
By the way, really good stuff this morning with Woolchuk. I enjoyed that presentation. That was great.
Thank you, Corey. What will happen first during the broadcast tonight? Nick Saban smiles or Bill Belichick smiles?
Who's going to be on camera first?
Ooh, I think Belichick because he's doing his.
He won't smile.
With Pat McAfee, though.
Yeah, he'll make him smile.
I think he's going to try to sell it. He's going to be more eager to sell the nice guy so he can get hired again.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, he wants that next job. Nick Saban's just like, I'm just retired.
Right. Saban is the favorite at -150 in Vegas. Primary color of Caleb Williams' nail polish?
Pale.
Black.
Black is the favorite. Good job. Kevin Hagelin.
Caitlin Clark odds? Collegiate Gold.
What are the odds on that?
Plus 150.
Is nothing an option?
No.
No, come on.
Black.
So he's definitely going to do that?
Be real, Chubb. Come on.
Black, orange, white, pink, blue, green in order. Who will the number one overall pick hug first?
Dad.
His mom. He hugs his mom.
Yeah, that's who he always hugs.
Mom.
Yeah, his dad's going to be there, though. Like, his dad is a helicopter dad, much like Kyler's dad was.
Oh. Whoa.
Yeah.
Interesting. Will the number one overall pick cry?
He's not losing a football game tonight, so probably not.
Wow. Dang, man.
Wow. That could have got the mom Bobby, hug joke, too.
Bobby, if you had the number one pick, would you not take Caleb Williams?
No, I'd absolutely take Caleb Williams.
Okay. Yeah. I just was checking.
I'd give him some acetone and tell him to stop being a baby.
I thought you were going to ask Bobby who he was going to hug first.
Yeah.
Some random pluckers. Dude.
Corey got it.
He'd be like,
Corey got it.
Bobby would be like Tat McKinley. Bobby would be like Tat McKinley.
Yeah,
the draft.
I'm walking up with the big old photo.
That was so amazing. That was the best draft moment I've ever seen.
It's -2,000 that Caleb will not cry. Will Harbaugh draft a Michigan player? Will the Eagles draft a player from Georgia?
Oh, the Eagles will definitely draft a player from Georgia.
Slightly yes, -180. How many dogs will be shown during round one? Over under, Kevin, is 2. And the Cats over under is 1.
Ooh, I'm going to take the under on the Cats. Okay. I'm going to go over on the dogs. I'm assuming this is for the draft pick and not including like the commercials and stuff.
Yes, during round one.
Okay.
I'm guessing.
Or the girlfriends.
Dude.
I was thinking the same thing.
Who will be traded first during the draft? Ayuk, Kamara, Sutton, Hopkins, T. Higgins, A.J. Brown is on there. Over under 5.5 trades for round one.
And don't you hope it's under, right? Because then that just slows the whole thing down.
Yeah, let's pick. If it's over, pick.
I also think, I realize because the pomp and circumstance, I think the Bears should be picking at 7:01. They should have 7:01. They should say Caleb Williams is the guy.
Yeah, but they tell him. I hate they tell him not to.
That's never happened.
I hate they do that.
7:03.
David Carr signed his
Washington.
Contract before he before he was even picked. It was ridiculous.
Which highlight will ESPN show first? Luke May, UNC basketball, or Marvin Harrison Sr., NFL?
Harrison.
Harrison, yeah.
Harrison is the heavy favorite at -1,000.
Can they say his name, though?
Well,
can they say
I
his
guess
name?
It depends on who goes first, right? That's what they're saying. I guess because if Drake May goes before Marvin.
No. Because if it's coverage and they're just kind of talking about guys like leading up to the draft, they might go like, oh, and then Marvin Harrison. And then they'll like show him outside an auto body shop in Philadelphia or something.
Car wash.
Kevin, you're the money guy. Was the Amon-Ra St. Brown leaf the type of one that Jerry wanted to see fall yesterday, 30 a year?
Yeah, I think so, but I don't think he – I don't know if the Cowboys magically think these leafs are going to be like discount leafs that are falling or what, but I have now got CeeDee Lamb pegged as the contract at 4 for $128 with about $86 million guaranteed.
4 for $128
Was that 32? Yeah,
32 a year with 86 guaranteed, which would be a record on both fronts.
Yeah, we need to slap that on the wall of takes, by the way, because he threw that one out there yesterday. So we need to slap that. Sean, I believe I put a check mark next to yours where you correctly
won.
Got the Mavs over the Lakers in that.
In your face, Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie. Okay. Is this – RJ, this is not true with this legal news coming out.
Yeah, Harvey Weinstein's Weinstein's felony sex crime conviction has been overturned by the New York State Court of Appeals because they said that the judge erroneously allowed testimony from three women whose allegations weren't connected to the case. So this would have been
an
objection relevancy kind of thing.
So are they just going to retry it then?
Yeah, so now it goes to he is entitled to a retrial. Huh. Now he's not free, though, because he's currently also serving a separate 16-year prison sentence.
Oh.
So he's not going anywhere
yet. That makes
sense. Okay. But what this does is the other sentence was a 23-year sentence.
Yeah.
So he's been in jail for, I guess it was just last year, February of 2023, he was convicted in L.A.
Now, does this make him innocent to you, Choppy, just like O.J. was?
Well, on that case, yes, he was not charged. He was not convicted by a court of law. So, yes, technically, he would be a free man in that case, but he still is guilty of the other one.
All right. Like they got OJ in the hotel room.
So, I'll ask you, did Dez catch the ball?
Technically.
No, did he catch it? Like, for you, did he catch it?
For me?
Yeah.
No, because the NFL says he did.
At least he's consistent.
Says he did, but common sense says a lot of things about Harvey Weinstein and O.J. Simpson.
Okay,
what is common sense?
What does common sense tell you about those other cases? We'll see if we can get you on the jury.
Which other cases?
The other cases that you literally just mentioned.
Common sense tells me that Harvey Weinstein is a creep and a rapist, and common sense tells me I think it's pretty clear what happened with OJ.
They're going to try and get this case like refiled in Tarrant County and pull chop on there.
Common sense would tell me that Bassick is right there now for crosstalk.
I haven't seen him yet.
Bassick is going to be my number one star witness in my Odyssey court battle.
Not showing.
Oh, I mean, just all the things.
He'll never show up.
All the
police are on their way, mofos.
I hope he's bringing you that bagel, Bobby. That bagel, man, that bagel knocked
me
out.
We talked about it last week. The steak, egg, and cheese bagel is back at Mickey D's.
Whoa.
And, man, it was, I told you, I didn't undersell it. It's good stuff.
It was fantastic.
It's sticky, isn't it?
What?
It sticks to the ribs.
There you go, Reggie. Mark that.
Exactly. All right, boys, have fun at Pluckers. We'll see all of y'all tonight. Bobby, have a good draft show.
Love
the
you all.
K&C Masterpiece for now is up next on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.